Days too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, July the 19th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Thursday is always one of my favorite shows because Paul Strelo would join us at 8:05 this morning. We're looking forward to that and get us caught up on the latest in Clemson football recruiting as we're a little more a week away from their big cookout weekend. We'll tell you about maybe some late-breaking stuff there. Get with Paul during that time. I want to encourage you to tune in this morning at 7:05. I have a really cool story that I'd heard before but was reminded of last night, and I told the people involved that I would wait to 7:05 to tell you, so you don't want to miss a pretty doggone cool story that I heard yesterday. British Open going on right now. Eric Van Rooten is 5-under through 17 holes. Don't know who he is. He's a South African. He is has a one-shot lead over Danny Willett, who's 4-under through 16 holes. Willett, you know, won the Masters a few years ago. Kevin Chappell's 3-under through 14. Brandon Stone, 3-under through 9. Chesson Hadley, 3-under through 8. At 2-under par right now on the golf course, Matthew Southgate, Patrick Cantlay, Kevin Kisner, 2-under through 12, Gary Woodland, Pat Perez, Jordan Spieth is 2-under through 4, Tony Finau's 2-under through 2, and on the golf course, names that you would care about, Kuchar 1-under through 5, Rahm 1-under through 3, Ricky Fowler 1-under through 3, Phil Mickelson even par through 11 holes today, Bernhard Langer even through 5. We have Oosthuizen even through 2. You have on the golf course people you care about. Let's see here. Patrick Reed, 2-over through 2. A little surprising there early on. Later this morning, you will see players like, and I did need to go back and look at our local time here to figure it all out. Henrik Stenson, Lee Westwood, Roy McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, all these guys are going to tee off a little later today. Justin Thomas, Kyle Stanley, Tiger Woods, Ian Poulter, Sergio Garcia, all those guys yet to tee off. Long day over at Carnoustie in Scotland for the 147th British Open. So I'll get to tell you about our local guys coming up a little bit later on as well. ESPYs were last night. Didn't watch it. Didn't want to hear if I want to watch politics, I'd watch political station. So didn't want to see all that. ACC Media Days got underway yesterday. Yesterday we heard from the Coastal Division side of things. So we will give you some of the thoughts that we heard, including, I think, some interesting comments from Paul Johnson, interesting comments from David Cutcliffe. I was interested to see what Mark Richt said yesterday. Very exciting Mark Richt yesterday. Just interesting to see a lot of the comments came out of it. I thought that Larry Fedora and the CTE comments and the future football comments are pretty interesting. So we'll get that stuff to you coming up as the day goes on. We had SEC Media Days yesterday. We'll tell you what the – maybe give you some audio coming out of that as well. Today, Clemson goes at the ACC Media Days. Kwok and Kelly are there in Charlotte. We'll get thoughts there from them. And South Carolina goes down in Atlanta at the SEC Media Days. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. We now know the five prospects that were involved in the Manny Machado trade that we didn't know going into yesterday. We'll tell you who those are and who got the best end of the Dodgers and Orioles deal. Greg Popovich said it was his time to move on for Kawhi Leonard, and DeRozan goes from Toronto, and they get a first-round draft pick, the Spurs do, and now Kawhi Leonard now up officially north of the border, but he might not play. Who knows what comes out of that. I have an interesting story about the potential suspensions and the what's coming out of maybe up in North Carolina that players may face suspension after off-season of NCAA violations. I'll tell you about that story coming up a little bit. And then I have a pretty interesting stat that an article that someone sent me about top 25 wins. We'll get to that as the show goes on. Zach Orr over in Scotland across the pond for a couple more days. I'm not sure if he's in Ireland or Scotland. I'm not sure where he is. But anyway, the producer of the show, the guy that now in his ninth appearance here on the show, doing a great job, Mr. John Hyatt. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Hope you had a good day yesterday. What did I miss yesterday? You had a vet visit yesterday.
Vet visit yesterday. Took the dog. Just got checked out. Everything's good. So just kind of took it easy. Didn't have the day job yesterday, so I was able to kind of enjoy the day some and just kind of get all the things taken care of you do on a day off.
you got to have a day to have to do errands and run errands and all that kind of stuff.
All the fun stuff you get to do as an adult.
Yeah. Your dog's okay, though.
She's good.
That's great, man. She's glad to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
We are, Meredith and I had a long night last night and a long day yesterday in that our 12-and-a-half-year-old Labrador Daisy, we're going to have to put her down today. This morning, I'm hoping we can do it this morning just because she's suffering right now. This has been about 10 months of her being sick, and we gave her a couple of operations, and it all worked out great. She had a bunch of really, really, really good days, but this tumors come back on her legs and underneath her armpits and all. She just can't move anymore. So that's hard, man. But, you know, as we come to peace with it, it's tough. I've got two really good friends that I play golf with that have had to put their dogs down in the last two or three weeks and talked to them a lot about it. I've talked to my vet. Nathan Craddock's our vet and the best vet in America from here in Clemson, and he's been great. You know what I learned throughout all this? In my family, we have been pretty fortunate. We only had to put down one dog ever in my family. We've had tons of dogs since I was 3 or 4 years old. And tragic ends and car running over them and, you know, getting sick. And we had all kinds of things there. We only had put one, probably should have put one down a couple of days earlier that we didn't do, that she died on her own. My mom put one down and she told me, my dad was out of town. I was out of town at the time. And I remember my mom saying, you know what, she'll tell you when she's ready. And I understood that, but I never lived that out. And our vet, Nathan Craddock, who, like I said, man, he's a great friend of mine. I eat lunch with him all the time. He's just this unbelievable, loving and caring vet, the best surgeon I've ever seen. He's done a couple of surgeries on her. Everybody tells you, they'll tell you when they're ready. And Daisy wasn't ready. You know, we did a first surgery that was on a massive tumor that wasn't cancerous, but it's fast growing, man. Like, this thing grows like this in a day, it gets massive, and 2 days it gets huge. And anyway, she wasn't ready. And then we did a second surgery about 7 months later. And, you know, he advised us, let's try this, let's do this. And, man, she had an unbelievable 10 months of great days of treats and walks and really, really great times of enjoying us, good food and good belly rubs and all this kind of stuff. But yesterday she told us, or last night she told us. So it's tough, man. It's hard. We'll miss her like crazy. She's been a huge part of family for 12 and a half years. But through all of that, it's true. They'll tell you. And she told us last night. So we'll see what comes out of all that. She just can't move, can't get up, and immobile, and that's not fair to her to any stretch. You know, I never understood it either. Like, it's not fair. Well, it's not fair. What I'm saying now is not fair. So,
right.
Anyway.
Sorry to hear that, Mickey.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. Just, I say this about dogs all the time. I've given eulogies, and I've spoke at funerals, and I can do it, man, because human beings, I got it. The big stuff with human beings, I got it.
Right.
Yeah. Dogs, man, I don't have it. They're perfect, man. They don't. The worst thing Daisy ever did in her life was bark at somebody, you know, on a bicycle walking by or something, you know, driving by or something. That's the worst thing they've ever done. Whereas every person I know is flawed and does some bad things. You know, you got a little, I don't forgive very good with human beings, but man, you want to see somebody forgive, watch a dog forgive you, you know? But they're perfect. So we're going to go through that last night and today, and that's a tough deal. On a much more positive note, man, again, 705 is going to be a really, really, really cool story. Did you do ESPYs last night? I didn't do ESPYs.
No.
I figured, I knew what it was going to be.
Yeah.
And, you know what, I said this, Mary and I were going to this church last year, and the church got pretty political, and there were some political sermons in there. I was like, man, you know what, I have to see it all the time. I see people fight all the time. I don't want to see politics, you know?
Right.
And I knew it was going to be a lot of that stuff last night. So, you got every right in the world to have your politics and to say what you want to say about them, but I sent it a day off from it all, so I didn't watch any of the ESPYs last night, but I figured that was what it was going to be. I want to talk about a couple of national things here in this segment, and then we're going to get to a lot of football coming up in the next segment, learning what we've learned from the ACC and the SEC stuff. On the Machado deal, it's 5 prospects. The Orioles trying to rebuild. They knew they couldn't sign Manny Machado. It makes sense for the Dodgers because the Dodgers lost their shortstop earlier in the year. Machado can also play some third. He's played third before. He's a very, very athletic third baseman. But this makes sense. The Dodgers are leading their division. It's a small lead, and it's a it's an interesting trade for them, giving up a few prospects. The main prospect had a couple of home runs in the futures game the other day. But all in all, we saw making a lot of sense for them. The other major trade. I'm not a big Greg Popovich fan, but I heard it in Popovich's voice the other day that they were just fed up with it.
Right.
With him and this demanded trades. And they were nice about it, but they just had enough of all that. So I'd had enough of it as well. And, you know, it'd be interesting to see how much he plays, all this kind of stuff. I just watched Jordan Spieth miss a putt, tap down a spike mark. Like, oh, no, he would never.
How long did it take him to line up for the putt?
Took him 3 days, and he finally hit the putt. And 200 par, though, is off to a good start so far, but he hit it close at the third hole, but missed the putt there. The golf course does not look, and I've only watched a few minutes of it this morning, it does not look as bouncy as I thought that it would look. It is, and the greens are rolling at a pace that are very, very manageable for most players there. But the golf course doesn't look quite as fast. You know, sometimes you hear this all the time in golf tournaments that they go overboard on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of complaining about things, maybe wanting to get it slowed down or sped up or whatever.
Right. Kind
of stuff. So, but, you know, I don't know. I guess I expect to see balls going 500 yards down the middle of the fairway on some of these things. And we just hadn't seen that. Or I hadn't seen it as of yet. Maybe I hadn't seen the wind. Really do that. Our leader, Eric Van Rooten, just made a bogey at 18. So he finishes at 4 under 67 and now has a one-shot lead. Willett bogeyed 17. So on the day, Eric Van Rooten, a ruin from South Africa, is your current leader there coming up. So anyway, let me tell you a little bit about Granger Nissan and Granger Nissan of Anderson and what they do and how they do it. And we're very fortunate to have Granger Nissan of Anderson on our side here. They are proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. They are proud partners of here at WCCP. And well, we love having these guys on our side. I'm going to get out there, I think next week or the week after I have a little meeting with them, go by and see the kind folks over at Granger Nissan. Remember, they're home of the lifetime powertrain warranty, which is, I think, a fantastic deal. You're going to love their new cars, their certified pre-owned cars as well. It is our great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson. The sales staff is very accommodating to you. No pressure sales. They just want to, they don't have to pressure when you have great products the way they do. But no matter what you're looking for, go by and see our great friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. They're going to, I'd love to hear from you. Love to be a part of your family and your day. And let's go by and introduce yourself and let's see how that works out for you. Granger Nissan of Anderson, 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Again, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Let's take our first break, buddy. We'll come back. Let's talk some football. There were coaches and players under display up in Charlotte and down in Atlanta. We'll let you hear from some of those folks when we come back for more. It's the Mickey Plata Show. More right after this.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Summer's here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event's going on right now through July 31st at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 Visa prepaid card after submission. So come on by and see Joey Welburn and Zach Garrison or give them a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
At Orkin, we help get rid of pests, always using the latest science.
Come on in. Honey, will you turn that off?
Wow.
Tent in the family room?
Yep. This little lady's trying to earn her Calico camper badge, but we can't go outside.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah. They carry so many diseases, we're better off indoors.
Well, if you want to take this camp back outside, I can use the latest science from our entomologist to help protect your yard from mosquitoes.
But do you get a badge for that?
Yep. This red one right here. Orkin. Pest control down to a science. Visit Orkin.com for a free estimate.
It's what you've been waiting for. Sunnyside Cafe in Clemson is open and ready for business. Visit them in Patrick Square at 101 Market Street in Clemson. Experience delicious fresh menu items and exceptional service. Sunnyside Cafe offers breakfast and lunch all day in a casual dining atmosphere. Try the Buffalo Blue Chicken Wrap. Shrimp and grits or fried green tomato, egg, cheddar, and sausage biscuit served with home fries. Hey, ditch the processed fast food. Eat local. Visit our SunnysideCafe.com. We'll see you soon.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Are there more like you?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Tiger Sports Shop is ready. They want to make sure that you have a great experience with you when you get ready for this college football season. You know, Coach Ibrahim founded it years ago, and Julia's wife has done a great job of building on to their reputation. And at Tiger Sports Shop, they've got the exclusive sideline Nike apparel provider. That anything you see the coaches wear, anything you see the players wear, you can find it at Tiger Sports Shop. When I mention these folks, this is a really, really cool deal. That you know, you get not just the Nike stuff. I'm a Nike guy, but all the Tommy Bahama stuff and the keychains and bumper stickers and rain jackets and sweatshirts and hats, and you know, you got to get ready. I like this blade collar that you're seeing from Nike now. The coaches wear this a little bit. You got to get ready for the 2018 season, and the place to do it is the Tiger Sports Shop. It's tigersports.com. 364 College Avenue in downtown Clemson, 1102 Tiger Boulevard on the bypass, I guess you could say what that is. So certainly look forward to getting out and getting some new stuff. I have a gift certificate there, so I'm looking forward to seeing the folks at Tiger Sports Shop. I'll give you details of Brent Venables' new contract at Clemson. Let's get Delvin up first, Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing this morning?
Man, we are fantastic.
Yeah. A couple things. Well, I ain't know about Brent's new contract, so that's good. And it seems like Brad Burnell going to get his new contract the day approved, but that's good. But I want to talk about some football. I want to get your take on what you think about the comments that John Schwab said about the ACC network. Like, he got this thing already planned out. What you think about, like, the things he said they're already talking about and stuff, and that they ready for lunch in August. Supposedly they ready for lunch. We'll see, but he said everything is on track. So what do you think about that, the details of the ACC network? And, like, North Carolina's in trouble again.
Yeah, death taxes and North Carolina being in trouble, huh? How about that? Yeah. This time, for folks that haven't seen it, it's about players selling shoes and jerseys or selling apparel type stuff, and we'll see what comes out of it. I'll get that story to you coming up. You know, to me, Swofford has been very, very positive and optimistic about this ACC network stuff. As I watch more and more of it and seeing it, I don't see how. I know that it's the subscription fees from cable, but if people cutting the cord and the SEC games, you know, I just don't know how much the SEC, I'm not sure how this model is sustainable. I don't watch the SEC network. The games aren't very good on the SEC network. And I'm just not sure the Pac-12 network, I don't watch the Big Ten network. I don't watch the Pac-12 network. And I'm a huge college football fan. I just don't see it being very sustainable through all of this. And you know, for instance, here's the first weekend, okay? The Thursday night game is Northwestern State, Texas A&M on SEC Network. I'll watch that because it's A&M and because Clemson plays A&M. The first weekend, Coastal Carolina at South Carolina at noon. You know, I'll be at the Clemson game. Clemson plays at 12:20. I mean, unless you're a Gamecock fan, you're not going to watch that one. The SEC Network games just aren't very good. Eastern Illinois and Arkansas the very first week. UT Martin and Missouri, you know, the very first week. And Charleston Southern and Florida. I mean, the Alabamas and Auburns are on CBS. And the Georgias and Auburns and the LSUs and Alabamas games, those are on CBS and ESPN. So, I don't know.
He was talking about scheduling I don't know if you saw it or not yesterday. He was talking about scheduling conference games on the first week of the day on that network game, like Clemson versus Georgia Tech football, like on that network to kick off.
If you remember, South Carolina and Texas A&M kicked off the SEC network a few years ago. You want a big splash as kind of your kick-in game there, kickoff game there, so, and to make people subscribe. So, yeah, that wouldn't surprise me if that was the case. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
But it seems like it's already set to launch. But we'll see, though. Sometimes things change. Cause they got a new guy at ESPN. But it seems like he's got this thing ready to launch and stuff. So, but it's interesting though how excited he is about the new network.
Yeah, he's a sales guy too, though. Remember that he's gonna try to sell it as very positive. You're not shocked he's excited about it. I mean, he's gonna try to sell it that way for sure. You know.
Yeah.
Always love hearing from you, Delvin. Let me tell you the details. Now, this is from Yahoo Sports, who wrote this? And Pete Thamel from Yahoo Sports said that Clemson University has agreed to give defensive coordinator Brent Venables the largest known contract in college sports for an assistant coach. It'll extend Venables' contract this morning to a five-year deal worth $11.6 million. Venables will make $2 million per year in salary and earn a retention bonus of $200,000 per year for the first 2 years of the deal. The final 3 years of the deal, he's going to be paid $400,000 a year in retention bonuses. The retention bonuses will be paid at the conclusion of the college football playoff championship each season. And retention bonuses will be paid in what is essentially a life insurance investment policy. The contract will be formally passed by the Board of Trustees this morning, according to sources. Clemson is also expected to announce the contract extension and the raise for Brad Brunell. In the annual salary for assistant coaches, Venables now ranks number two behind LSU defense coordinator Dave Aranda, who averages $2.5 million per year for four seasons. This will average $2.3 million, but the $11.6 million surpasses Aranda, who has a $10 million contract. And so that makes us the largest as far as the you know, the length of the contract, not per year, but in the length of the contract. So Brent Venables, there's no buyout for him taking a head coach's job. If he leaves for an assistant coach's job, he's got to pay 25% of the remaining agreement. He has other incentives to stay there, as you know, because Jake, his son, is one of the linebackers there, and his other son, Tyler, is a rising junior at Daniel High School. My opinion, I've said this before about Brent Venables, if he was just a coordinator, I would say he's the best coordinator I've ever been around.
Yep.
If he was just a linebacker coach, I would say he's the best position coach I've ever been around. If he was just a recruiter, I'd say he's one of the best recruiters I've ever been around. But when you combine all three of those,
right,
you see why $11.6 million in the investment they have in him, the highest paid coach and assistant coach in college football, just makes all the sense in the world.
Still underpaid, in my opinion. Pay him whatever he wants. Whatever it takes to keep him here.
Yes.
I don't want to go back to the – I won't use any names, but there were some less than stellar defenses at times.
Very good point. And you know what, man, the winning, it's like you can't afford not to do it, you know, to be honest with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Texas wants to know, where does all that money come from? It comes from football revenue. So when the stadium gets full and TV revenue comes out of it and the college football playoff, all that's football revenue money. He's a state employee, so he gets six figures out, you know, $100,000 maybe, I don't know, from the state, or $150,000, whatever, from the state revenue, like every college football coach does. But the very vast majority of that would come from football revenue. So that's not the any kind of tax money or anything like that paying for that. William is our friend from the Peach State of Georgia. Good morning, William. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, buddy? How you?
Man, I'm great. Hope you are, too.
You ought to know that I was going to chime in when you started talking to SEC Network. Come on, man. Listen to me now for just a second. Mm-hmm. I had rather watch any game on SEC Network than Wofford and Syracuse, Boston. I mean, who cares about them games in the South, dude? It's the only thing that makes the ACC relevant right now is Clemson. We agree on that, correct?
Well, let me ask you this. Well, I don't know. Miami's going to be top 10, I feel like. And, yeah, I like kind of like watching Virginia Tech. I like watching Florida State. You know, I can watch.
I mean, I agree.
NC State, some of those.
I agree some of them SEC games are boring. But, man, I'd rather watch Mississippi State and Middle Tennessee any day than. I mean, the only reason I watch the SEC is because of Clemson and Florida State. That's it.
Well, let me ask you
this.
I'm going to go an average weekend in college football. Let's go the second weekend of the year. And the SEC Network is Nevada and Vanderbilt is your noon game. You have your 4 o'clock game, East Tennessee State and Tennessee.
Watch it because I want to see if Tennessee's even relevant.
Right. Alabama State and Auburn.
Watch it because it's Bama. That's Bama State. I'm sorry. Auburn.
Yeah, you do have the SEC Network of Kentucky and Florida, but the CBS game is Georgia and South Carolina.
You're right. Georgia, Florida's on CBS. All the big games are on CBS. I agree.
Right. So let me ask you this. Like, during the week, do you watch SEC Today? Do you watch the Paul Feinbaum show? Do you watch
No, sir.
Volleyball? Sir. Do you watch gymnastics?
No, sir.
Do you watch,
I watch
replays of softball games?
I don't watch any of that crap. You know that. I'm not into softball, basketball, anything. But I do watch SEC now. It's pretty interesting because they get the guys when they're talking about the teams. Yeah. But as far as Feinbaum, I told you yesterday, I got no use for him. I mean, I don't even know why they signed him for another contract. He's boring. He really is. He's boring. But, I mean, I'm just – I don't watch the ACC, dude, because there ain't no team that even – I mean, you know, I know y'all Clemson-based, and y'all have to. But, I mean, Clemson's the only team – Clemson, Florida State, and maybe one more team is the only thing that makes the ACC relevant. That's my opinion. But anyway, y'all have a good day, sir, and as usual, I enjoy the show.
Thank you, William. I appreciate the phone call. I'll take the ACC out of it. I mean, you know, Clemson and Florida State – I mean, Louisville the last couple of years has been fun to watch because of Lamar Jackson. NC State's had some decent teams, but I'm not gonna sunshine pump you that Duke and Virginia is a great football game to watch. And no one is saying that.
That's why it's on at noon on Jefferson Pilot Sports.
Right. No one. Yeah. I'm not trying to pump that to you. I'm just trying to say that SEC football, for the most part, if it is a pertinent game that the country would care about, it's not going to be on the SEC network. That's what CBS or ESPN's going to have.
Absolutely.
Now, take the ACC out of it. I'm not trying to argue the ACC. And that second weekend, UCLA and Oklahoma are on Fox at 1 o'clock. I'm going to watch that on Fox. Colorado and Nebraska's on ABC at 3:30. I'm going to watch those games. Fox has Iowa State, Iowa. It's not a great game, but it's better than East Tennessee State and Tennessee.
Right.
You know, the ABC game, the Penn State and Pittsburgh, that's a better game. Southern Cal and Stanford are on Fox that second week. ESPN2 has Cal and BYU. Those are better games than, let me go back and find them again, Southern Illinois and Ole Miss on the SEC network. You know, then Nevada and Vanderbilt on the SEC network.
Right.
I'm just not sure that it's sustainable. And I mean, I understand it's about the cable subscribers, but if people are cutting the cord – and I understand that it's about the households in these states. I get that model, but I'm not going to advertise and watch my money go down the drain to get a gymnastics meet between Alabama and Vanderbilt, or volleyball game between Florida and Arkansas, or a softball game between Georgia and Tennessee. I can't watch all that. The programming is not very good. Text my extraordinary said the SEC network, the program just sucks more.
I like that.
I just don't know how sustainable these conference networks are, or how they're profitable, obviously.
Right.
But not to the level that it's the big difference maker. And I'm going to leave you with this in this segment. Let me find out exactly when. Let me look this up. Bear with me a second here. The Longhorn Network.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that Texas A&M left the Big 12 was because of the Longhorn Network. The Longhorn Network launched in, make sure I'm right by saying this. They launched in 2012. Now, Texas makes more money than anybody.
Right.
They launched in 2012, and the thought there is that, man, Texas is going to be an absolute superpower because they have their own network.
They have their network money. Yeah, absolutely.
And the money has been, they made some bad decisions.
Yes.
But it's not just about money. For instance, I mean, how many times can you watch? By the way, Mac Brown didn't like the Longhorn Network.
Right.
The thought was that all the recruits would watch the Longhorn Network all the time, and it'd be this huge recruiting success bonanza for University of Texas. Well, he didn't like doing all the TV shows. He didn't like all the access that they had, and it's kind of a pain. I mean, Texas basketball hadn't been great so far. Texas football. Let me give you since the launch of the network. 8-5, 6-7, 5-7, 5-7, 7-6. That's 3-2, even 2. They're one game under 500 in football. In the 1, 2, 3, 4, in the 5 years of the Longhorn Network, Texas is one game under 500 in football.
Sounds like you were reading off A&M stuff the other night.
Yeah. I mean, look, the money's great, and it's going to be great. And I guess that you'll say that we'll use the money to buy better coaches, to get better facilities, and eventually that will lead to long-term success. We're 5 years into it right now in Texas.
Right.
I mean, you know, hiring Tom Herman, I think they're going to be better.
I agree.
And maybe that Longhorn Network money allows them to be better. But here's the one thing, and maybe again, it's about the number of TVs and the number of subscribers that they have in these states that they're in there, and these licensing, not licensing fees, these rights fees that you pay through all of it. I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, too, I don't buy the stuff that it doesn't matter if anybody watches it, because people are going to cut the cord eventually and not pay that.
Right.
It you got to have programming. And if we're going to watch... I've never watched the Longhorn Network.
I haven't either.
I'll pass by it. I can't say that. Texas and Nebraska, Big 12 championship game from whatever was a few years ago, and then I watched about two drives in it the other day. But I don't care about Longhorn volleyball and Longhorn track and field and Longhorn golf and Longhorn cross country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to watch 1967 Texas Arkansas, and I don't want to watch Texas and Houston play from 1982, and I don't care about all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I care about Clemson, and I watch Clemson games. On the ACC, current ACC network, where you watch it online, whatever, I watch Clemson baseball games on there because I care about Clemson,
right.
And I get that. But you can't tell me that that's some sort of long-term business model that's going to be successful. I just don't see how that's happening. Got a lot to do today. Josh Williams is going to join us. He normally joins us on a Friday. We're going to get him on Thursday this morning at 7:25. Talk some British Open with him. Paul Strelow at 8:05. At 7:05, I got a pretty good story for you.
I'm looking forward to this story.
I don't want to overblow it, but I've got a pretty good story for you. When we come back, I want to get to the Larry Fedora comments about CTE and about the future of football. I'm going to tell you about Canty Foundation and what they do and how they do it. And I'll remind you folks that Canty is hiring right now. They want to make sure that you have a, you know, maybe have this awesome experience of changing your career path. They are hiring, and got a brand new facility. This is located over near Dorman High School over in Roebuck in the Spartanburg area. They've got an 8,000 square foot facility, and they're hiring right now. If you don't have to have experience, they're going to train you. Excellent pay, health insurance, 401k, a fun family work atmosphere. 864-475-1671. From a consumer standpoint, get your crawl spaces encapsulated, dry up the any kind of mold and mildew, and from the foundation issues you might have, let Canty do it as well. CantyCanFixIt.com, CANTEY, CantyCanFixIt.com, 864-475-1671. We'll take a short break. We will come back. It's the Mickey Plotter Show. Larry Fedora made some interesting comments about the future of football at the ACC Media Days. We'll tell you what he said after this.
Countdown is on. 44 days till Clemson football.
Lango shotgun takes a snap. Looks down the field. Going to go long. Looking for Higgins. Has it at the South Carolina 20. He'll carry it inside the 15. And then fights his way forward close to the 10.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping Oakmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue Benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or our classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Unlimited? Unlimited? Unlimited! Unlimited!
Unlimited!
Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
It's auction time again. Johnny King Auctioneers returns to the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pickens Speedway on Saturday, July 28th at 8:30 a.m., selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and much more. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. Bid live or online from anywhere you have a connection. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together at the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pickens Speedway on Saturday, July 28th. Go Tigers!
The Mickey Flyler Show is on the air.
What do you even do around here besides interrupt people?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
The barbershop was an American cultural icon for the early 19th century through the late 1960s, and now it's back. It's a way of life, but it's in the modern touches, a place to relax, get great conversation, get a great haircut and a classic shave, and you're going to do it in the modern touches. The ladies are there to get you a little hot towel treatment, a little straight razor shave in the back of the neck, but you get these big, huge TVs and men, none of the old unisex salons that we used to do maybe back in the 70s. Treat yourself, guys. Get your hair cut. Look great. Smell great. Your lady will notice a difference in you. RoostersMGC.com off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. RoostersMGC.com 884-8920. Again, 884-8920. Our Northern Communication phone line 654-ROAR. Chad is visiting with us down in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Hey, if you ever noticed the SEC Network, the commercials, I mean, you've never seen Toyota or Lexus or Chevrolet or Doritos or Coke or Pepsi or Budweiser advertising. They have guys like off-brand Chia Pet, or they'll have, it literally looks like the commercials made in 1993, or they'll have Brett Favre doing some like copper bracelet. or, I mean, the last one I noticed was they had these clear things that you put over you, those big, huge bubbles that you run around and hit each other with, you know? And, like, that's the kind of stuff, Nick. And so if you notice, if you Google, like, SEC network ratings, they did something where they literally don't release their Nielsen ratings.
Right, right. They block those. They block those out. You don't see them. And even in those advertisements, Chad, but the way they do it is that they package ads that if you buy the – ESPN does this. If you buy the ESPN MLB package, then we'll do that. We'll give you some SEC Network ads. We'll put you an ESPN in the magazine. We'll get you some radio ads in there. And we'll put you on ESPN.com on these pages. You buy these packages that go to it. They don't really specifically – it's not a buy for the SEC Network for watch Arkansas and Vanderbilt women's field hockey. You know, they're not buying that. They're buying a package that they also just bonus them in there with that kind of stuff.
Try that. Yeah, one. I just don't see how the actual network makes money, you know, based on because purely all their money is based on the additional dollar or whatever they charge the cable networks.
Right,
and
right.
Maybe that's if you follow Clay Travis at all on Twitter and stuff, I mean, he's constantly saying that's going to be a failing business, and that's why ESPN's lost millions and millions, why the president turned over, and he thinks the bubble will burst on that at some point.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
No, I think he's 100% right.
Yeah. Anyways, I wanted to ask you this. So I was listening to the podcast yesterday because I missed like the first hour with the phones and stuff. And Mick, I'll just tell you, when that happens and I'm on the way to Greenville, you know, working and stuff like today, it was a long drive, okay? But sometimes you trick yourself like, I'm going to call in. Like, then you realize it's the podcast. But anyways, I wanted to ask you, you said yesterday that if you were, you know, Trevor Lawrence and you were listening to, you know, the different interviews, you would not be motivated, but you would be happy about your opportunity, et cetera. So my question is, if you were Kelly Bryant and you heard all that stuff yesterday, what would you be thinking? And I'll hang up the lesson.
It's a great question. It's a very good question. If I'm Kelly Bryant, Dabo made the statement. He goes, I hope Kelly wins the job. I'm pulling for Kelly to win the job. Man, that's a pretty good doggone endorsement there that they like him that much. Man, he's a great kid. He's very likable. For Dabo, I had a conversation with a very talented, connected writer yesterday after he went to Dabo's house and after he went to, you know, the golf tournament and stuff like this. We talked about it. And, you know, you get a little bit different. Like, Streeter didn't say, I hope Kelly Bryant wins the job. And Jeff Scott didn't say it, and Tony Elliott didn't say it, but Dabo said it. And Dabo's a sentimental kind of guy. You get through some of that. But the point I made to the writer was that, remember this, Dabo has a different job than those guys have. It's Tony Elliott's job and Jeff Scott's job to put up huge numbers, to make the offense work, to get the offense. They said that we want the downfield passing game to be more explosive. We want the offense to get back to be more explosive. We want to be a national leader once again. So that's their job. It's Brandon Streeter's job to get the quarterbacks ready and to advance these quarterbacks and shepherd them through the process of developing for Furman and beyond. But they've got a few guys in their room. Dabo Swinney's got to worry about the entire program, all the seniors, all the upperclassmen. He's got to worry about the defensive side of things. I'll tell you this. A good friend of mine plays defense. And I saw him one day this summer. It was after a spring game. And like he was like depressed a little bit. I said, what's wrong? He goes, man, I feel bad for Kelly B. I'm like, why? I said, you know, man, this other kid looks like he's so good. And it just hurts me a little bit to see it. You know, that these guys come in the same recruiting class. And you room with the guy, and you room with him on the road, and you eat with the guy, and you work out with the guy, and you do. You spend all summer with him, and he did a great job in last year. So you can see it, man. That's your boy, right? And then that's the guys that Dabo has to coach and worry about. Whereas Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott and Brandon Streeter, their job's a little bit different than that. They don't have to worry about anybody on the defense side, how they're going to react to things. They're going to play the best player and get the offense ready to play. But if I was Kelly Bryant, I'd be encouraged by that, saying, hey, man, you know what? I've got a chance. All you're asking for is a chance. And so there's a chance you can go out and still win this job. Look, I think it's pretty clear. They hope that Bryant is better at that throwing the ball downfield. They're going to give him more chances to throw the ball downfield. Now, he's got to pull the trigger. So listen to Walt a little bit yesterday. Walt made a great point. The center of the field, the middle of the field, was not a part of the offense last year. The reason it wasn't a part of the offense last year was because they were so careful in making sure that Kelly Bryant didn't turn the ball over. This offense couldn't afford to turn it over a bunch and still win games. Deshaun Watson could throw a pick and the very next play come right back out and throw a 7-yard bomb to Mike Williams. Because the ball, that was their offense. You could overcome turnovers. This offense last year couldn't overcome turnovers. They just didn't turn it over. And I give Elliott and Scott a lot of credit for putting Kelly Bryant in a position where he could be successful. So they did that, but in the process, they took away part of their identity in that they didn't throw it downfield. They couldn't, and they didn't try to do something they couldn't do. The best coordinators in the world are the guys that get the ball in the best playmaker's hands more often and give their players a chance to be successful. It wouldn't have been fair to ask him to do things that he's not great at doing. And so I give him credit for that. But they're going to ask him to throw it downfield more this year, cut it loose a little more this year. If you think about it, it was preach, 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 don't turn it over, don't turn it over, don't turn it over, don't turn it over, and he didn't turn it over.
Right.
And so he did a good job of that. And the offense was pretty doggone efficient last year. It wasn't explosive, but it was pretty efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't blame him for that. So I'd be encouraged by that part of it.
Absolutely. If I was Kelly Brown, you'd look at, you know, at Streeter. They all said that he's going out number one and said, okay, right now I got the job.
Right.
You know, hopefully he's, you know, you'd assume that every athlete at this level, they're very confident in the work that they've put in the offseason. And if I'm Kelly, say, shoot, all right, I get the first reps, let's go. Time to hold on to my job. Got to be encouraged.
Now, I will say this. This writer I'm talking to yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to incriminate the person because he might not want to be associated with me, and I wouldn't blame him. We were talking about it, and I said, you know, we were talking about the Sugar Bowl, and he goes, look, everybody, you know, Kelly deserves some blame for the Sugar Bowl. So is the offensive line, the wide receivers. You know, we had some drops in there. And he said, you know, the backs didn't block great and didn't run great. And there were some plays in there. And there were some, and you know, there were some missed receivers and there were some missed reads in there by everybody. Nobody played great in that game.
Right.
But you know, one of the biggest differences in that game is you go back and look at the field position in that game. Field position in South Carolina game, exact same thing. South Carolina folded tent and made some mistakes and panicked because they were in bad field position. The field position for Clemson in the Sugar Bowl, same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're backed up in the shadows of your own goal line, inside your own 20 all day long, and special teams had you backed up, and you couldn't get the ball out. Even when you took it over on Alabama's side of things, you got field goals, or field goal attempts, and you didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but field position was a big deal. Let me go back to the ACC championship game against North Carolina in Charlotte, if you remember. And that was, my years run together now.
2015.
2015?
End of 15, yeah.
Go back and look at that game. Clemson wins 45-37. If you remember in that game, North Carolina would punt the ball, kick it off, and the Tigers would start at their own 8-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive 92 yards. And they start at their own 12-yard line, they drive 88 yards. They start at their own 16-yard line, they drive 84 yards. Let me find that game for you. I'm running out of time here. We'll do this in the next hour or two. Don't miss a story at 7-5. It's pretty cool. But the point is that in that game, field position didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Even against Alabama, you scored 31 against Alabama in the or 35 in the national championship game against Alabama in 16. Field position didn't matter.
Right.
Because Deshaun Watson was going to get the ball downfield, and it was going to be an offense that, you know what the field position mattered? This is more total offense for you. You know?
No, you're right.
It's crazy how that worked out. I'll go back. We'll look at that UNC game. In a conference championship game, it didn't matter. Just drove it right down the field. Pretty cool stuff there. Hey, Clemson's Best Ice Cream, you are a fan. You had, what'd you have the other day, strawberry shortcake or something?
Strawberry shortcake. That's good.
Good for you, man. I did the vanilla stuff. It's good. I want to tell you, get Clemson's best gourmet ice cream. You can get this at your local Ingles. You can also get it at clemsonsbest.com. These are Clemson graduates. These are coming from local farms here. And it benefits the College of Agriculture, Forestry, and Life Sciences, and 10% of the proceeds go to a campus programs and Paying Forward initiative. Is really cool. The flavors that I see in there, I see homemade vanilla, I see peaches and cream, caramel, butter pecan, and strawberry shortcake. So go to clemsonsbest.com, clemsonsbest.com, pick it up at Ingles. Good stuff there. I try the strawberry shortcake, see how that works out for us. I'm all for trying out more ice cream. So buy and share a good visit at Clemson's Best Ice Cream. Got a good story for you at 7:05. Love for you to come back. Hour number two right after this.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WC.